born. It's a vivid belief that I don't have the power to do the only thing that matters to me, which is feel better. And we want them to understand that little by little by little, they can achieve it. Mm-hmm. What happens, they go to a environment where they are acknowledged as depressed and they are treated clinically with drugs, and which only causes their focus to be less, which only holds them in the place of powerlessness longer. But when you are able to help them to understand that they can begin to find better feeling thoughts, and we're happy that you've brought us to this, because we were talking about it just before, and this is such an important key to this business of deliberate creation. I am where I am, and wherever that is where I am. Wherever you put your boat in the river, put the boat in the river and stop complaining about it being in the river on the bank of depression, because it's a river that will take you someplace else if you'll just stop clinging to the bottom of the river. In other words, it really does not matter. It does not matter if you have no money or billions of dollars. It does not matter if you're confused or crystal clear. It does not matter, because the river will take you to all the clarity and money and fulfillment that you want. Just get in the river and stop complaining about where you got in the river. And that's what most people don't get. They think that they have to justify the good that will come by amplifying the need, because that's the way it worked with Mother. When they said, Mother, I want something, she said, they want water in hell. When they said, Mother, I want that, she said, do you think the universe revolves around you? In other words, Mother had many pithy things to say to you about why she was not going to stand on her head to give you something. And she and others trained you to believe in time that your good came by pleading the neediest case. If I plead a really needy case, then someone will grant me the well-being. And the universe does not work that way. The universe responds. The one who is the most thrilled about success is the one that the universe lays success all over, because it matches. The one who is in love with beautiful things is the one that receives abundant beautiful things, because it vibrationally matches. The actor who gets all of this best parts gets all next year's best parts too, because the vibration matches. In other words, so we just want to say, you can't get there from there, but you can get there from there, and 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 there from there, 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 there from there. We have more time. There from there, 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 there from there. It's just a little bit at a time. It's just, and never mind where anybody else is, where am I? And so when you say, sometimes I don't think I can feel, sometimes I'm just sort of numb, we say, well, then I'm numb. I'm numb. I don't know how I feel. I'm numb. So do I like feeling numb? No. No, I'd like to feel more invigorated. I'd like to feel more energized. But I'm numb, and I want to feel energized. I want to feel invigorated. I want to be bouncing off the wall happy. I want to feel, I so want to feel good, and I'm not really feeling much of anything. Well, what happens is, when you feel the way you feel and you want to feel so much different, if there's too big of a gap, you can't make the jump, and so you don't make any progress, and then you get tired and give up. Where if you're saying, I'm numb, I'd like to find something that I'm a little more interested in. I would like to find some things that get my juices flowing. I like the feeling of wanting to wake up in the morning. I like waking up and being ready to get right out of bed and get into something. I like stimulating things. I like interesting things. I like good movies. I like good books. I like good food. I like talking to interesting people. I like doing things that are different. And just with that much conversation, you don't feel bouncing off the wall enthusiasm, but you're not numb anymore. And you have to just take responsibility for how you feel, because often what people say and mean is, this is how I feel in response to what's happening to me, as if they don't have a choice because they can only look at what's happening to them. And we say, oh, you have a myriad of choices. You have the ability in every moment to feel slightly better than you do. And if